6:18, currently our time on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. This is Coach's Corner, live on AM 1390. Also, through the Coach's Corner page at AmazingMadison.com, I'd like to give a big thank you to head coach for the Madison Bulldog girls basketball team, Stacey Anderson, for making her debut on the show tonight. And wonderful to have her on the show with the Bulldogs starting next weekend. And again, you can listen to all Bulldog basketball games right here on AM 1390 and also online with the video stream at AmazingMadison.com. Of course, we'd like to welcome in our next guest, head wrestling coach for the Madison wrestling program, the Bulldogs, that is, head coach Chris Waba. And coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure being here.
Absolutely, coach. You know, we appreciate your time. You know, we're talking off the air. You got a few weeks of practice under your belt. JV actually got started last night with a match as well. But it seems that your wrestlers were eager to go right after, even right after the state championship football game. I guess it wasn't really their choice to begin with.
Well, you know, it's I kind of listened to the interview before, and Stacy said it's a great problem to have with the volleyball team so doing so well, and for us, we've just kind of been accustomed to our football team getting to the finals, and the way the season is set up for the high school sports, wrestling starts the Monday following the state football tournament, so we don't have a lot of time. And you know, I know the grind that those kids go through for football. And I always offer them to take a week off or so and get themselves in shape and go hunt and go enjoy that outdoors for a while. And you know what? We've had such a good group of kids over the past couple of years that they just choose to come right in and go to work. So we're very fortunate with their work ethic that way and very happy that we have that kind of a group of kids that we get to work with.
And especially with wrestling being such a physically demanding sport, if there's anything I have more respect for, it's wrestlers that go through that grind, especially with the training and the conditioning process to get yourself. You may be in shape, but there's a whole nother thing with wrestling shape as well. I'm sure conditioning these last couple of weeks has certainly been interesting to see for your Bulldog wrestling team.
Well, it is. You know, and you're right. They come in and they're in shape. They've been doing their running. They've been doing their stuff on and off the field and trying to get ready. But you know, there's nothing that really prepares you for 6-minute one-on-one combat unless you're in there doing it. And that's what we focus on. We don't ask the kids to be able to wrestle for 30 minutes straight for us, because in a match, we're only getting, you know, 6, maybe 8 in overtime. So we're preparing them right now early in the season to be able to give us 8 good solid minutes. And then it's all about recovery time for us. So it's do our conditioning and do our practice schedule setup so we go hard, but we can recover quick and then go hard again. So it's, you know, it's a different mindset for those kids, but you know, like you said, it's mental, and we have a lot of talk about being mentally tough up there as well, and that's what we're shooting for.
And especially with the amount of experience that you bring as well, you know, we're talking off the air, you've been coaching for 30 plus years, and I believe you said 19 as head coach at Madison as well. I'm sure there's a few things that you've picked up over the years that kind of help in that process to make the transition a little bit more easier for some of these athletes. But I think in the long run, it all really depends on the athlete as well, going out there and getting their work in as well.
Oh, without a doubt. We put it on the kids, you know, from the start of the year to the end of the year. We can give them a game plan and we can put a blueprint out there, but they're the ones that are executing it. They're the ones that are you know, working hard during practice. They're the one that's you know, watching their diet during the nights off. You know, they're the ones that are taking care of all of that business, the important stuff. So it really is on the athletes themselves. You know, you talk about all the years that I've had experience, and over the course of those years and what I've learned, and every year it's a learning process. We have a different group of kids than we had last year, and that was a different group that we had 5 years ago. And so you take the kids you have and you work with them the best we can. I have a tremendous coaching staff. The guys that I have that do all that dirty work, so to speak, in practice, those guys are top-notch guys. Marty Konichny and Travis Johnson, Zach Johnson, those guys just come in with their A game every day, and it really makes my life a lot easier, you know. And then we got volunteers like Philip Downs that comes in, and we're just very, very fortunate up in that wrestling room to have such a quality group of adults working with these kids. And those kids just take that knowledge and run with it, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, and especially, Coach, when you had mentioned you know, this group of athletes that have right now. You know, last year had a handful of them reach the podium as well. A bunch of them graduated, and you also bring back a couple of wrestlers, I should say, including Colby Menace, who took third at 113, and also Jared Hodges at 152, who took seventh. And there's also a few others that were in the middle of the action for your Bulldogs last year, including Truman Stoller, Braden DeJabbett, even Brandon Shaw at the heavyweight as well. But I'm sure there's a lot of other athletes we should be keeping our eye on as well this coming season.
You know, we lost last year six wrestlers off our wrestling team, and four of them alone, we had over 150, or let's say we had over 500 wins between four of them and several state place finishes. And, you know, that's a tough group of kids to come back and plug in and play with. So you're right. We've got those guys that had been there and done that before, but we've got kids that are going to have to step up this year. And you know, you didn't talk about Nolan Johnson. He's a three-time state qualifier. We're looking for him to step on that podium this year and get it done as well. But, you know, new kids coming in, Sam Olson and Ethan Busknes and some kids like that that you haven't heard of, and Thomas Sapala, those kids coming in, those kids are going to do really, really well for us. The Williams twins that are, you know, they're all just breaking into the lineup because they haven't had any varsity experience because they've been following these really, really good kids. And so they're all excited to get their shot and get their chance, and we're really excited to let them get after it and go too. And, you know, our first part of this year, we talked about it as a coach and staff. We've got kind of a small mountain to climb with these kids because there's just not a lot of varsity experience. And no matter how good you are, there's nerves that go along with this and throwing it online at the varsity level, and then it's just another level altogether. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how these first couple of weeks of competition go.
And speaking of the competition as well, if there's one thing that kind of aids in that, the first handful of meets are going to be close to the area as well. You start off in Flandreau, then this coming Saturday, actually, the next Saturday, you're going to be over in Watertown, T area the week after, and then a couple of home matches, I should say, as well. You know, just looking at the first part of the schedule, you know, being kind of close to the area, but as you'd said, not a lot of varsity experience for your team. Starting off with Flandreau, I'm sure there's a few things that you're going to be keeping your eye on with this group of athletes.
You know, with wrestling and with any other sport, it's how well you deal with adversity a little bit. And it's nice to think that I've got 14 kids that are going to go out there and run the tables and end up like 26-4 on the season or something, but that's not realistic. And so it's how our kids are going to respond to adversity. You know, what are you going to do after a loss? What are you going to do after a poor performance in a duel or something like that? And it's that bouncing back, because those are the moments that those kids are going to get better. Instead of just throwing in their headgear and saying, well, this is it, if they bounce back the next day at practice and make themselves better and work on what we need them to, we'll see a lot of improvement by mid-January. And, you know, this is all about how we do in February and where we can show up then at that state tournament. So, you know, we have a lot of ground to cover with this inexperience this year, and we're excited for it, and we're looking forward to that challenge.
Yeah, and especially, Coach, you know, starting off that Flandreau Invitational this coming Saturday, and, you know, you had a few weeks of practice under your belt. I'm sure there's, again, you know, you've put out a lot of great information of things you're keeping your eye on. And what is a team looking to accomplish this coming weekend at Flandreau?
You know, what I would like to see, you know, since we're young and we don't have a lot of that experience, I'm looking for some leadership out of some of my kids to step forward and be able to show that leadership and how to compete and how to deal with competition, and all the way from our 7 o'clock weigh-in, all the way through breakfast, all the way through that first 10 o'clock match that they have. We're just going to have to get some jitters out. And we had some of our kids that are in the varsity lineup this weekend wrestle last night at the Brookings JV thing. And that was good for them. We got some matches under their belt as well. And so we're just looking for improvement from day to day. And you know, at the end of the year, if I can look at those kids and their parents in the eyes and say, you know what, we got better, that's really what we're after this year. And I think we're going to have some kids do very, very, very well in February.
And Coach, you know, as we start to wind things down here with our interview, and it was this past summer, actually, a bit of a special year as well. 25th anniversary of the 1992 state amateur baseball team, where you were a member of the Madison Broncos, where you were a pickup player for them as well. I'm sure it was very nice to get some of the old teammates together from that year as well, that eventually led to a state championship.
You know, that's a special part time in my life. Thinking back 25 years ago and playing baseball and having just baseball in my family is very, very special. My son now playing and being able to coach him in high school baseball and not. And, you know, I started my career with the Broncos, and then we split off into two teams in Madison, and I went to the other team. And then to be able to get picked up by my old teammates and then go win a state title with them, it was certainly a lot of fun and something that just brings back a lot of solid memories for me. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And then this year, going down to the state tournament for the Broncos, you know, walk into the stadium to watch them play their first game and get thrown a baseball and say, hey, by the way, you're throwing out the first pitch.
I was going to bring that up as well. You got to throw the first pitch, yep. And John caught it as well. I'm sure that was another nice moment
for you.
You
know, that was pretty special for me as well. So, yeah, I've had a lot of nice things happen to me through that sport of baseball. And it's like I said, it's very dear to my heart, that sport is.
Coach, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show. We wish you best of luck as well. Hopefully we can get you on towards the middle of the year as well. Best of luck to your wrestling team as well.
All right, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Head wrestling coach for the Madison Bulldogs, Chris Waba, joining us in studio as Coach is corner 629, currently our time. We're going to step away once again when we come back. Don't forget as well, Madison Wrestling getting started here this Saturday over in Flandreau, starting about 10 a.m. They're going to get matches underway over the Flandreau Invitational this coming Saturday as well. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to have one of our regular favorites, Coach Alex Glover from Dakota State University Indoor Track and Field. We'll talk a little bit about the indoor track and field season and also make our NFL Week 13 picks coming up a little bit later as well. 6:30 currently our time. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.